So this isn't going to be a very long video. Matter of fact, I wasn't planning on making a video today, but I don't see anybody talking about this news story. Matter of fact, I don't see any English news agencies talking about this either. Matter of fact, any news articles I look up about this topic, I had to translate it from Spanish to English. But something very interesting is coming out of Brazil. Reading this news article from the Independente, I think that's how you pronounce it, a Unicamp professor was arrested on suspicion of stealing laboratory viruses from the institution. But this news story actually has a deeper rabbit hole, and apparently reading from this news article, she stole from the Laboratory of Virology and Applied Biotechnology of the Institute of Biology. The case is investigated by the federal police and remains under judicial secrecy. The professor was identified as Soledad Palameda Miller of Argentina nationality, and she actually works for the Faculty of Food Engineering, the FEA. So she's stealing these viruses, and yet at the same time, she works for the FEA. She handles food. The article goes on to say that according to the lawsuit, the material targeted by the alleged theft is indeed a virus. In addition, the teacher is also investigated for irregular transport of a genetically modified organism. Soledad conducted postdoctoral studies between 2022 and 2025 in the same laboratory where the case took place, participating in research aimed at vaccine development, rapid tests for diagnosis of avian diseases, and alternative models for veterinary vaccine production. Now that's crazy, the avian part, because we've been seeing news stories popping up left and right where all these groups of birds are just passing away at one time. Like for example, I believe it was in Idaho or Ohio, one of those states, where a bunch of vultures all at the same time passed away. All fell on top of the school. The excuse was is that all these vultures had the bird flu and they just all happened to drop on this school all at the exact same time. And that wasn't the only story. Again, there were many stories coming out where a bunch of birds were all just dropping at the same exact spot. The article ends with on Monday, and I do believe this article was updated on March 25th, the federal police complied with search and seizure warrants and located the biological material, which was referred to the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock for analysis. Unicamp also said it had activated the National Health Surveillance Agency and did not release additional details about the material. But like I said, this rabbit hole gets a little deeper, because why would this one professor want to steal these viruses? What does she have to gain from it? Yes, she works for the FEA, and there could be a lot done with that, but again, is there another connection to be had here? Well, her husband is Michael Edward Miller, and he works with pathology, virology, genetics, microbiology, and he has made many articles on the subject of avian influenza, the H5N1, and so forth. But he also works within the One Health Organization, whose biggest funder just happens to be the Rockefeller Foundation. According to this news article right here from Campinas and Region, the researcher's husband, Michael Edward Miller, was caught by security cameras leaving the virology laboratory with boxes at the end of February, a period that does coincide with the disappearances of the samples, is also investigated for qualified theft. But as of right now, he has not been arrested. And this article goes on to say that this news agency has failed to reach out to Michael's lawyer. There are definitely other players involved, because the investigation also points out that the teacher would have relied on the help of third parties to access the place where the materials were stored. So it sounds like this teacher, and I'm just theorizing here, may have been the fall guy to something much bigger. That there are definitely bigger players involved here, and it sounds that way because when she was arrested, even though they had all this evidence, she was later released, and the excuse as to why she was later released was because she had young children. That's right, she had young children. That was good enough reason to release her. And again, any news agency talking about this, because you can look up a lot of these news agencies also on YouTube or whatever search engine you use, and they're all in Spanish. You would think that this would make much bigger news, given the fact that, again, H5N1, H5N5, the avian flu, all these birds just dropping out of the skies left and right, and the single cause being blamed on bird flu, one would think that this would be a much bigger story. Her husband really has some articles that raise some red flags, like this article right here. Is it possible that our generation will deal with a new pandemic caused by another C-19? And this is the husband of a woman that stole very horrifying viruses. So during the searches, federal police officers found samples at three university locations, one at the Laboratory of Metabolic and Bioprocess Engineering of the Faculty of Food Engineering, the FEA, cell culture laboratory, and I wonder if the cell culture is the same cell culture that we hear about when it comes to lab-grown foods. And also, tropical disease laboratory where Soledad had space reserved for use and storage of the material itself. But yeah, looking into it further, cell culture laboratories often specialize in biotechnology companies that produce lab-grown or cultivated foods by growing animal cells in bioreactors. This is also something that the Rockefeller Foundation has been pushing hard. Remember, they just had a partnership with Mr. Beast, and Mr. Beast was recently on video promoting lab-grown chicken.
The Upside Foods that has literally produced hundreds of thousands of pounds of chicken meat without killing a single chicken.
Which is incredible, because over 220 million chickens are killed every single day in order to sustain demands for their meat. And Upside Foods has spent over $200 million in research and development in order to create this technology.
Let me show you how we do it.
Please do, I don't understand.
When we took cells from a chicken egg in 2018, we cracked an egg. We took a small amount of cells and we froze them in this that goes down to minus 80.
Wow.
And you've used those cells to make hundreds of thousands of pounds of chicken meat.
Step two is we take those cells, we gently thaw them out.
Oh my gosh. This is simulating a chicken's body and the cells are just multiplying.
Once we get enough of them, we move on to step three.
This is protein, fat, sugar. I'm literally feeding the chicken cells over there so they can multiply into chicken meat.
That's right, yes.
And once the chicken feed is in the container, it moves all the way through these pipes and through the factory and eventually ends up in here.
You can look through this. You'll see chicken cells just swimming and swimming in there.
Oh my goodness.
It's a lot of chicken.
Every 2 seconds, this produces a chicken's worth of chicken meat.
Yeah, every few seconds.
And saving chicken lives is not the only upside to Upside Foods.
These chickens don't get diseases, so you don't have to worry about a disease spreading on the farm and then you eating a sick chicken. Honestly, it seems too good to be true.
Well, let's go and try it.
Please, I need to try it. I need to see how this tastes. Now we're going to put the meat we just grew to the test. Come on in. I brought one of the best chefs I know, Nick DiGiovanni, and he's prepared for us 2 chicken sandwiches. One of these sandwiches, a chicken was killed today to make. The other, no chickens were killed, and it was grown in a lab. Which do you think we'll like better?
I think if I cook it right, you won't be able to tell.
Okay, this is going to be a good test. He's now giving me one of each chicken sandwich. So we're both trying this one. Here's what it actually is. Me and Tariq do not know. Cheers.
Cheers it. Here we go.
Well, chicken.
Chicken.
Now we're going to try this one. This is what it is. We don't know.
Cheers it.
I honestly can't tell.
It's actually scary how similar they are. I mean, they're both chicken.
No matter what, both of them taste really good. This one's the cultivated one.
You're wrong.
No shot.
That's the cultivated one.
I honestly can't tell the difference. What the heck?
And what's crazy is in the near future, this technology could save the lives of trillions of chickens and other animals.
I mean, you can clearly tell that Mr. Beast did not swallow that food, but this story just has so many red flags, especially her husband, who has deep expertise in systematic animal pathology, veterinary vectored vaccine design, and primary viral isolation techniques. This story is definitely insane. I will stay updated on it. And if you do find anything on this story, please do let me know. But in any case, thank you so much for watching. If you like this channel and you want to see more, please subscribe. If you're already subscribed, please like, as any engagement does help the channel grow. Once again, thank you so much for your support.